This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ethnic Armenian authorities in Nagorno-Karabakh and Azerbaijani officials say that a ceasefire agreement has been reached to end the 2 days of deadly fighting in the separatist region. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on the violence that erupted.
Azerbaijan's forces rained artillery fire on Armenian positions in the area on Tuesday, and local officials reported that scores of people, both civilians and troops, were killed and wounded in the fighting. Anna Evasov from the Azerbaijani Defense Ministry says the army had observed moves by Armenia in Nagorno-Karabakh, such as bringing units to a high level of combat readiness. Meanwhile, Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the UN General Assembly called for a swift end to the renewed fighting, but strongly siding with Turkey's ally Azerbaijan in defending its sovereign rights in the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's president said at the United Nations General Assembly that Russia is not just using conventional weapons in its war against this country. It's weaponizing several other things against the world. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Volodymyr Zelensky says while there are global restrictions on weapons themselves,
there are no real restrictions on weaponization.
He tells the UN General Assembly Vladimir Putin's taking advantage, weaponizing everything from food prices.
The impact spans from the Atlantic coast of Africa to the Southeast Asia.
To energy.
Turning other countries' power plants into real dirty bombs.
Zelensky's warning to fellow leaders.
When hatred is weaponized against one nation, it never stops there.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Palestinian health officials say the death toll over a day of fighting between Israel and the Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and the Gaza Strip has risen to 6. Officials said on Wednesday that an Israeli military raid in a West Bank refugee camp killed at least one Palestinian. 4 Palestinians were killed in a raid late Tuesday on the Jenin refugee camp in the northern West Bank, known as a militant stronghold, and at least 3 of them were claimed as militant fighters. Another Palestinian was killed in the Gaza Strip, where youths have been staging violent protests at a separate separation fence. Republicans who control the U.S. House of Representatives failed to advance 2 spending bills Tuesday, as chaotic party infighting threatened the ability of Congress to fund the government and avert a partial shutdown at the end of the month. Reuters' Diane Toe.
Pursuant to clause 8.
Infighting among U.S. House Republicans stalled 2 spending measures on Tuesday, pushing the government even closer to the brink of shutdown by the end of the month. One involved a procedural but key vote to move forward a 30-day stopgap measure that would keep federal agencies afloat after funding expires on September 30th. But divisions in his party forced Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to postpone the vote on Tuesday. It's a Republican proposal, but more than a dozen of the party's hardliners opposed it, enough to block its path forward in the House.
Meanwhile, U.S. lawmakers urged the White House to step up delivery of a nearly $19 billion in military sales to Taiwan. VOA's Catherine Gibson.
Congressman Adam Smith is the top Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee.
There's territory in Japan, the Philippines, Vietnam, Indonesia, India. I think someone told me even Russia that China claims that should be part of theirs. If they can bully their way into Taiwan, it is not the last place that they're going to try to bully their way into.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning responded to the exercises.
We have a clear and consistent position on the South China Sea.
And that is VOA's Catherine Gibson. Hunter Biden, the son of U.S. President Joe Biden, will plead not guilty to 3 federal gun charges, according to his attorney on Tuesday. Reuters' Oman Lee.
The 53-year-old was criminally charged last Thursday for allegedly making false statements when he purchased a gun and possessing a firearm while using illegal drugs at the time. The new charges came following a collapsed deal between the prosecutors and Hunter Biden in July, in which he would have pled guilty to 2 misdemeanor text charges and enrolled in a program to avoid prosecution on the gun charge. Hunter Biden is the first child of a sitting U.S. president to have been criminally indicted.
Reuters' Oman Lee. I'm Tommy.